This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A worrying new development in Russia's war in Ukraine. The Chernobyl nuclear site's been knocked off the power grid. This is a decommissioned nuclear site, but the fear is about the plant's ability to keep its nuclear fuel safely cool. The site's working on generators now. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military is working feverishly to keep the Russians out of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital city. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Air raid sirens have blared over Ukraine's capital, as officials say they're bolstering defenses in key cities threatened by Russian forces. Russian troops have seen their advance slowed by fiercer than expected Ukrainian resistance, but they've laid siege to several cities, trapping civilians inside them with little or no food, water or medicine. Most efforts to establish safe evacuation routes out of several urban areas have failed, although Ukrainian authorities say Russia has agreed to a new day-long ceasefire along several evacuation routes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Veronika Dudasenko fled Kyiv with her son. They are now in Los Angeles, but she says getting out was frightening.
Even when we crossed the border, you know, me and my son could still hear the sirens in our ears. We could still the explosions, the rocket sounds. So it took us more than 10 days now to get to our normal state.
Americans can see the effects of the war and the prices at the pumps. Gas is $4.25 a gallon today on average, says the AAA. That's up 8 cents since yesterday. Two Americans in jail in Venezuela have been freed as the government there tries to improve relations with the U.S. The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases and deaths is continuing to fall around the world. This is AP News. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest on COVID.
The World Health Organization says the numbers of new coronavirus cases and deaths continue to drop around the world. The World Health Organization says there's been a 5% decrease globally in the number of new COVID infections. Deaths are down 8%, continuing a two-week trend. Only the Western Pacific saw an increase, 46%. In Hong Kong, there have been 150 deaths per day, the highest rate recorded in any region. There, an Omicron surge has overwhelmed the city, prompting mass quarantines and overflowing morgues. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Here's a fun fact as we approach tax time. The IRS says about 77% of tax returns filed last year generated a refund. The average refund was just over $2,800. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.